Dictation for Lori. Hips, H-I, B as in boy, S. September 359. Address as a letter, Dr. McCannon, M-C-C-O-N-N-O-N, 953-5329. Dear Dr. McCannon, consultation for Mrs. Hips with progressive rising creatinine. I have not seen her since 2015. She has a new diagnosis of right-sided lung cancer. Diagnosed around July 2020. Has been followed with Dr. Lee, L-E, oncology at Midland. It shows poorly differentiated non-small cell carcinoma. There has been no brain metastasis. Receive radiation treatment as well as chemotherapy. Exposed to carboplatin Taxol, T-A-X-O-L, beginning September 3, 2020, completing around October 16, 2020, has received maintenance with Durvalumab, D as in David, U-R, V as in Victor, A-L-U-M-A-B, finishing treatment around November, December, 2021. Her present symptoms, feeling tired, off and on nausea, I'm sometimes vomiting without bleeding, weight loss, 5-6 pounds over the last 6 months, appetite is poor, 3 small meals, denies dysphagia, denies oral mucosal ulcer. There is constipation without any melena or hematochezia. Stools, however, are positive for blood. Colonoscopy was done being negative. She is drinking large amount of liquids with increase in the urine output, mostly water, around 64 ounces. Denies infection, cloudiness of blood in the urine, presently no edema, claudication symptoms, ulcers. Denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope, stable dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen or CPAP machine. Denies skin rash, bruises, denies bleeding nose gums, denies headaches, fever. Does have arthritis, hips bilateral, but no anti-inflammatory agents. The creatinine has been progressively rising. She's supposed to have a CT scan as a follow-up on the next few days. Next paragraph, her past medical history, besides the lung cancer, a history of breast cancer, invasive ductal carcinoma, diagnosed in 2003, left-sided partial mastectomy, received chemotherapy. Recurrence of breast cancer, eventually bilateral mastectomy in 2009. Received cyclophosphamide and Taxotere, T-A-X-O-T-E-R-E. Other diagnoses include seizures, hypertension, diabetes, depression, thyroid replacement, denies TIAs or a stroke, denies coronary artery disease. She's been told about congestive heart failure related to chemotherapy. No rheumatic fever endocarditis, no pacemaker arrhythmia, denies chronic liver disease, no gastrointestinal bleeding, no kidney stones, prior vein thrombosis but no pulmonary embolism, no pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries including two C-sections, the partial mastectomy followed by bilateral mastectomy as indicated above, cataract surgery on the right side. Pilon needle cyst. Prior blood transfusion. Allergic rhinitis. Next paragraph, no smoking alcohol. Next paragraph, side effects allergy, including sulfa, codeine, Byetta, B-Y-E-T-T-A. Next paragraph, present medications include hydralazine, Dilantin, iron, Norvasc, magnesium, folic, Lasix, vitamin D, insulin, Lentus, and Humalog, Zoloft, thyroid replacement. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, weight 236, blood pressure 145/68. She's able to provide all the history. Alert oriented sign 3, normal speech, no respiratory distress. This was a teleconference. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from February, creatinine up to 2.8 for a GFR of 17, that will be a stage 4. Electrolyte acid base was normal. Low albumin 3.5, a corrected calcium normal, phosphorus not elevated. Normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 8.7 with macrocytosis 103.5. Urine shows 3 plus of protein, no blood. There is low lymphocytes. January creatinine was lower at 2.61 for a GFR of 19. Persisting anemia. TTH elevated 211. November creatinine of 3. October 2.7. August 2.4. August 2020, 2.4. August 2021, 2.4. October 2020, 1.5. September 2020, 1.4. 1.6. Next paragraph, there is a kidney ultrasound from October last year, 10.1 right, 9.7 left. Bilateral cyst, which appears to be benign, no obstruction or stones. Next paragraph, I review your notes as well as hematology, Dr. Lee. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, presently stage 4-5. A number of factors, including gross proteinuria, underlying diabetes, hypertension, exposure to chemotherapy within the last couple of years, including carboplatin, as well as monoclonal antibody durvalumab, D-U-R-V-A-L-U-M-A-B. She has symptoms that could be explained from the advanced renal failure. Of course, they are not specific and can also be related to other medical conditions. I'm not aware of recurrence of cancer. She's supposed to have a CT scan February 17. She has decreased appetite, weight loss, and feeling tired. We will follow chemistries at least on a monthly basis. I'm concerned about complications, including primary glomerulopathy, medication effect, she might have a heavy proteinuria, potentially nephrotic range. We will do a protein creatinine ratio depending on that 24-hour urine collection. The change of kidney function has been faster than expected for just diabetes or hypertension. We'll follow with you end of dictation.